It may be best to learn what you have to learn without a gun. Not killing, but watching birds and animals go in and out of shelter at will. Those lines are from David Wagoner's poem, Staying Alive. He was born in 1926 in Ohio, lived in Bloomington, Indiana for a number of years, publishing many poetry books while here. This is The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander. Whistling. The boy had been left alone all afternoon in that house at the edge of the woods. He'd played old games by himself. He'd talked to himself. He'd sung old songs to himself. And late in the day, he found a whistle in his father's backpack and took it along outdoors and made it whistle while he walked by himself to the end of the pasture fence. If he blew hard, the sound was almost higher than he could hear. If he barely breathed in it, it made him feel like a small owl. If he blew harder, he imagined the sky-high red-tailed hawk crying out again at the sight of him by the lake. If he blew even harder than that, he could hear the rabbit singing the only song it knew, the only notes it had time to remember before the coyote carried it out of hearing. The boy sat down and whistled high and low in the fading light and closed his eyes by himself and opened them, he thought, by himself. And he was staring into the greenish-yellow irises and upright pupils, near enough to touch, of a wildcat listening, wondering what he was. The next poems are all didactic. Do not proceed beyond this point without a guide. The official warning, nailed to a hemlock, doesn't say why. I stand with my back to it, afraid I've come as far as I can by being stubborn, and look downward for miles at the hazy crags and spurs. A rubble-covered ridge like a bombed stairway leads up beyond the sign. It doesn't seem any worse than what I've climbed already. Why should I have to take a guide along to watch me scaring myself to death? What was it I wanted? A chance to look around on a high rock already named and numbered by somebody else? A chance to shout over the heads of people who quit sooner? Shout what? I can't go tell it on the mountain. I sit for a while, raking the dead leaves out of my lungs and travelling light-headed downward again in my mind's eye, till there's nothing left of my feet but rags and bones and nothing to look down on but my shoes. The closer I come to it, the harder it is to doubt how well this mountain can take me or leave me. The hemlock had more sense. It stayed where it was, grew up and down at the same time, branch and root, being a guide instead of needing one. Walking in a swamp. When you first feel the ground under your feet going soft and uncertain, it is best to start running as fast as you can slog, even though falling forward on your knees and lunging like a cripple. You may escape completely being bogged down in those few scampering seconds, but if you're caught standing in deep mud, unable to walk or stagger, it's time to reconsider your favorite postures, textures, and means of moving. Coming to even terms with a kind of dirt that won't take no for an answer, you must lie down now, like it or not. If you're in it up to your thighs, be seated gently. Lie back, open your arms, and dream of floating in a sweet backwater. Slowly your sunken feet will rise together, and you may slither spread-ottered casually backward out of trouble. If you stay vertical, and worse, imagine you're in a fearful struggle, trying to swivel one stuck leg at a time, keeping your body above it all. Immaculate, you'll sink in even deeper, becoming an object lesson for those who wallow after you through the mire, in which case you should know for near future reference, muck is one part water, one part what have you, including yourself, now in it over your head, as upright as ever. Lost. Stand still. The trees ahead and bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger, must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breathes. Listen. It answers. I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again, saying, here. No two trees are the same to raven. No two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree or a bush does is lost on you, you are surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. These have been David Wagoner's poems on the Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.